That news tip you mentioned right at the beginning of headlines coming from our Weaver Appliance text line.
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yeah, we always welcome news tips, or if you maybe see some breaking news occurring right in front of you, you must
text me.
Us know about it. 330-339-9399. What was that? 77 South, right?
North.
Northbound lane near the Dover exit.
Mile marker 85.
Gotcha. All right. There you have it. Be safe if you are in the area, or patient if you are in the area. What's number one from over the weekend? Brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner, Main Street, Yorickville. Michelle, you been yet?
No.
Just asking. They're open Monday through Friday, by the way, 5 a.m. to 3 p.m. over there at Rod's. You have a chance to win $25 to Rod's here in a moment. But first, what's number one from the weekend? Kenny Chesney's song still on top this week, Michelle. Get Along, for the second week in a row, has Kenny Chesney firmly atop of the country music charts. Jake Owens' hit, I Was Jack, You Were Diane, which, I'm sorry,
I'm not a fan of that song.
No, listen, that song, I know he's channeling his inner John Cougar Mellencamp, but Jake Owen, get out of here with that. Keith Urban, Coming Home, is number three. Then Brett Young and Morgan Evans round out the top five. Now, digitally, remember on Friday, Kenny Chesney released his new album, Songs for the Saints. It's number one on the country digital charts, but also number one on the all-genre charts.
Wow.
And I'm sure that when the official charts come out for, you know, Billboard and country music album sales later this week, Kenny Chesney's album will be on top.
I saw he played at Soldier Field over the weekend.
Did he?
And it was incredible. I saw video. A friend of mine was there, and he posted video of he was kind of up in the top nosebleed section, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
And it looked so awesome. What a concert. That would be fun.
You know,
Soldier Field.
It's funny you mention that, because you're leading me right to this. Luke Bryan kind of made history over the weekend. The first country artist ever to play at Dodger Stadium.
Oh.
Right there in Los Angeles. Now, the American Idol judge, Luke Bryan, he's played a lot of iconic venues there in L.A., the Hollywood Bowl, Staples Center, the Forum. Now we can add Dodger Stadium to his list. He did that Saturday night as a part of his What Makes You Country XL tour. I assume that just means extra large. Get who opens for him on this portion of his tour. Yeah, which runs through October. Sam Hunt, John Pardee, and Morgan Wallen.
Oh, I thought you wanted me to look it up.
No,
oh.
I was letting you know.
That's pretty awesome.
I was informing you like I...
You do every
like
morning.
Like I seemingly always do, Michelle.
Thank you.
So Luke Bryan made history over the weekend. Also, what's number one? Brought to you by Rod's from over the weekend. Box office numbers. Mission Impossible Fallout. Number one film in America. Brought in $61.5 million in its opening weekend. Its budget for this film, and I understand you have to pay Tom Cruise and everything, $178 million to make this movie.
Goodness gracious.
So they still have a little ways to go.
I'm not a huge Tom Cruise fan.
Eh. Older stuff was better. You know, when he was dancing
Top
in his
Gun.
Underwear, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
That kind of Mamma Mia, here we go again. Is number two for the second week in a row. Calm down. That's really what you've gotten most excited about so far this morning.
I know.
You need some pep in your step. You are feeling the Monday blues.
I have a headache.
The Equalizer 2, which was number one last week, fell to number three. Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Number four movie in America. And then at five, Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Speaking of Titans, remember the Titans was on last night on VH1.
Great movie.
And listen, when you're scrolling late night on a Sunday and there's nothing else on and you come across Remember the Titans, you have to sit there and watch, right?
Definitely.
That's what's number one from over the weekend, brought to you by Rod's Donuts and Diner. The best donuts and cream sticks around, we already know that. Also, daily breakfast and lunch specials. Go check them out.